This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The mayor of Mariupol says a siege of the Ukrainian port city has killed more than 10,000 civilians. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The mayor of Mariupol, Ukraine, says more than 10,000 civilians in his city have died as a result of the Russian siege. But Mayor Vadim Boychenko told the Associated Press the death toll could surpass 20,000. Boychenko spoke with the AP by phone Monday from a location in Ukrainian-controlled territory outside Mariupol. He said weeks of attacks and privation have left bodies carpeted through the streets of Mariupol. The city has been cut off by Russian attacks that began in late February. I'm Mike Rossio.
The UN Children's Agency says that nearly two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have fled their homes in the 6 weeks since Russia's invasion. And UNICEF says the United Nations has verified that 142 children have been killed, though that number is almost certainly much higher. UNICEF's Emergency Programs Director told the UN Security Council on Monday that having 4.8 million of Ukraine's 7.5 million children displaced in such a short time is quite incredible. Emmanuel Fontaine said it was something he had not seen ever before happen so quickly in 31 years of humanitarian work. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer says he told Russian President Vladimir Putin to end his invasion of Ukraine and raise the issue of a serious war crime or war crimes committed by Russian troops. Nehammer was the first European leader to meet with the Russian president since the start of the Russian invasion. In a statement released by his office after the meeting Monday, Nehammer said those who committed war crimes in the Ukrainian city of Bucha and elsewhere would be held to account. This is VOA News. Pakistan's parliament has elected the opposition lawmaker Shahbaz Sharif as the new prime minister following a week of political turmoil that led to the weakened ouster of Premier Imran Khan. He was sworn in at the white marble palace known as the presidency, but his elevation will not guarantee a peaceful path forward or solve Pakistan's many economic problems, including high inflation and an energy crisis. Sharif, the brother of disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, won with 174 votes. More than 100 lawmakers from Khan's party walked out of the National Assembly in protest. Those 174 votes are enough to pass laws in the 342-seat assembly, but if Khan's followers take to the streets, it could deepen the crisis. French President Emmanuel Macron declared Monday that he wants to convince a broad range of French voters to back his centrist vision, kicking off a two-week battle against far-right challenger Marine Le Pen ahead of the country's presidential runoff vote. Le Pen, meanwhile, is ready for the fight, eager to highlight rising prices for energy and food that have hit poor households, especially hard recently, as Macron has focused his efforts on seeking a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine. The two candidates came out on top in Sunday's first round presidential vote, setting up an April 24th replay of their duel in 2017. Macron trounced Le Pen 5 years ago in that presidential runoff, but opinion polls show the leader of the National Rally is now much closer this time to a potential win. The U.S. has ordered all non-emergency consular staff to leave Shanghai, which is under a lockdown to contain a COVID-19 surge. The U.S. State Department said the order is an upgrade from the authorized departure issued last week that made the decision voluntary. The order covers non-emergency U.S. government employees and their family members from U.S. Consulate General Shanghai. In its late Monday announcement, the department said that the changes in posture reflects the assessment that is best for the employees and their families to be reduced in number and their operations to be scaled down, as well as a deal with the changing circumstances on the ground. China responded angrily to the earlier voluntary letter. And recapping our top story, the mayor of Mariupol says a siege of the Ukrainian port city has killed more than 10,000 civilians. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.